Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honored and privileged to have a great guest here on Grassroots Marketing. We're here with businessman, former football player, former Miami Hurricane great, of the legendary Marley family, Rohan Marley, joining me here, the co-founder of Lion Order. We're going to talk about where you're going to be able to find Lion Order now here in South Florida. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. But first, Grassroots Marketing is powered by the Buzz CRM. So all the endless marketing grind that you have, the Buzz CRM focus shifts entirely to what drives your business forward. Closing deals. That's all we want to do. You don't want to worry about having to go ahead and call back and go back and forth with people to go ahead and chase a lead. You want to go ahead and say, okay, listen, give me something that will go ahead and make the phone calls, make the texts, make the emails, and I just want to close. That's all I want to do is close. So there's 500 marketing tools under the hood for the Buzz CRM, powered by advanced AI with a seamless, efficient operation. AI will handle everything for you around the clock. Consistent engagement, lead nurturing, and customized automation. Find out more, thebuzzcrm.com. I don't have to say it any other way. Thebuzzcrm.com. Go ahead and find out more today. So once again, Rohan Marley joins me here on Grassroots Marketing. My pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for being on with us here on Cannabis Radio.
Respect, my brother. Good to be here, man.
Absolutely. Now, I can't do any justice and try to, you know, one up anybody else that says, look, I get to talk to somebody from the family, the Marley family, the Bob Marley family, and everyone that comes from it. There's so many of you in the extended family that have been talented, wonderful business people working your way through just for yourself alone. Well, there's so many other ventures in the Marley umbrella, which is Tough Gong Clothing, the One Love Charitable Organization, and also now Lion Order, which is a proprietary cannabis brand drawing from the spirit of Rastafari. And the legacy of Bob Marley, now housed at the new Miami location of Goldflower Cannabis. So when it comes to everything that's being brought forward with the family and what all you and the collective other children among this, talk to me about, you know, the elements that influence the strains, the product development. Lion Order, when you're putting this in front, there's the expectations of the legacy that's here, of everything that you do, the kind of quality it's supposed to be. Anything that has the Marley name on it, there is such a high barrier of entry for it. Tell me about what Lion Order does here and how important it is.
Yeah, greetings and blessed to be on your program. Well, Lion Order is a story about life of I and I as Rastafari people, mainly my journey, you know, and the journey began like life after my father was here, you know, in the flesh. So I call it kind of story like life after Bob. And what is Lion Order? Lion Order is like a position where I've taken on the role of like, I would say, a business leader, a Rastapreneur. And being that I'm a South Florida local, you know, 1976, my family moved to South Florida.
Right.
So next year, we're in 25 now, so 26, we're going to be 50 years in South Florida. I went to Pinecrest Elementary. I went to Palmetto Junior. I went to Palmetto Senior. And I went to the University of Miami, of course. Okay. And I live in South Florida. We are off the stitching of South Florida. So in terms of Rastafari, life, legacy, family, home, it's only natural that, you know, being that we are off South Florida, you know, I ask myself, you know, you live in this place for so long. What is your legacy here? What are you going to do here? You know, you after 1984, I got kicked out of school. I was shipped off to Florida. So I started a life. I started to be inspired by the things around me, the people that are taking care of me, and just being a Marley in general. So what that means now, what am I going to do with life here? What does all that mean? You know, everything in one. That's putting everything in one basket. What you get the Lion Order. So it's a business built on philosophy, built on journey. and built on the wayward and wanting to put our flag, wanting to put our stake in the ground here in South Florida, because I've been here, my family's been here 50 years. I've been here since 84. You know, I got here when I was 12 years old for a refuge. This is where I came because it was my refuge. So South Florida to us is a part of our safety, our home space. And we just wanted to really establish ourselves here as a business. And that's Line Order, as well as that, you know, we are Hurricanes, you know, our blood, our sweat, our tears, we bleed here right in Miami. So right. It's just important that we have something here. And Line Order is that. And it's really the journey that when I left Jamaica in 84, got here, learned a lot, and want to be someone, you know, and Miami is a perfect place to do that.
So for Goldfire, it's the seventh floor of the dispensary, and just a couple weeks opened up on Bird Road, Miami.
On Bird Road. And man, listen, it's so beautiful. Bird Road, right?
Oh, that is huge.
When I came to Miami, and Bird Road was the first place, like, I went to a flea market on Bird Road right there, Tropical Park, flea market. And I remember at that time, the flea market was like a drive-through flea market. I love gold, as you can see, I love gold chains. You know, I love gold as a little boy. And I remember the flea market had the gold on the little roller. And I say to Uncle Richie, because I came here with my Uncle Richie and Uncle Anthony and my granny. And, you know, my Auntie Pearl was also there. So they were the ones that was really raising me. So while I used to beg them, I said, Uncle, take me to the flea market, man. I want to get a gold chain, you know. So being on Bird Road with Gold Flower, you know, it's just so nostalgic. It brought back so many memories. And I really feel at home in that area, because I just wanted to bring something to the local community. And there's no other dispensary within that gap between that connects the north and the south. And I feel like Gold Flower is positioned at the right place, right off of the 826. You're right there. We played football at Tropical Park, went to University of Miami down the road. Yep. Grandma lived two blocks away. So, you know, we're home. So we love it.
Absolutely.
It's nostalgic. It's nostalgic being there. And then you have the Lincoln's Beard. That's like the home base, like a block away. So it's really a community area. You can smoke your herb, you can drink a beer, have a good time at Lincoln's Beard, and absolutely, right there by Gold Flower Dispensary and Bird Road, man.
Now, for you also, you've gotten a chance, you know, through all the work in your business and all, just in life, in sports, you've been able to go and connect with so many different people, so many influential people that also are great when it comes to combined sports and business. Ray Lewis, of course, you've been with Mike James, who's a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. I'm a Buccaneer fan at heart, and was always big on how well he played. And also the Michael Phelps.
And my best friend, Warren Sapp.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, man.
Don't forget.
Big 95. No doubt about it. I want to ask you about this real quick, because there was something over the weekend where there were a lot of athletes and entertainers that wrote to the President of the United States asking for rescheduling of cannabis. You got Mike Tyson, Ricky Williams, Jim McMahon, Allen Iverson, Kevin Durant. So, and even the other cultural voices that were there to call for cannabis to go to Schedule 3 because it's scientifically necessary, politically overdue. And talk to me about where it comes, you know, the power of the celebrity, the athlete, the entertainer, all those in together to have a voice to create a great business, a legitimized business, and then also be able to have that voice to talk to someone who is the biggest leader in the land and try to get a push to make it so that cannabis can be legalized and consumed by everybody without any restrictions.
Yeah, it's important because the ones that are speaking up have a voice, and, you know, being a celebrity at that level, you have a platform. And once you're, you know, you're a cannabis user in terms of medicinal purposes, like we are Rastafari for sacramental purposes, as well as the medicinal component, it's important that those people use their platform and speak the truth, because you can't see people getting persecuted for something that you smoke freely, and you know it's God's herb, it's a plant, and you partake in that movement and not speak up for the rights of that, it wouldn't be right. Because as you know, like my father, Peter Tosh, Bunny Wailer, like Rita Marley for the Queens, speaking up on the movement from day one with their platform, you know what I'm saying? And as the Rastafari culture. So it's nice today that, like my father said, you know, herb is for everyone, right? So it's nice that now everyone is speaking up, the athletes, the businessmen, the lawyers, the this and that, the doctors, all these people, because they all smoke the herb. So it's nice that they can defend the people that are wrongfully persecuted for the use of cannabis.
And to think now that the Marley name continues to go and live on so much, people still, you know, constantly buying all of the albums and still listening to music today. You had the biopic of your father from last year that did really well. And also, you know, your son also, you know, a couple of years ago with the biggest song of the summer with Praise John the Moonlight, just all
last
this
year.
Coming in.
Yeah, that was last
year. Last year, but I remember it was recorded in 2023, I think it was.
Yeah, absolutely. But so, you know, the beautiful thing is this, right? Is when you really pay attention to what is it that this lineage represents in terms of the Marley lineage. You call it legacy, we call it lineage because we follow our father's footsteps. And what it really represents is a people that wants to connect your soul to a higher purpose, right? Is a people that believe in a consciousness of a higher self. Mm-hmm. Is a people that believe that we're all one, right? Is a people that strive for togetherness. You know, is a people that want to see humanity come together. That's our lineage. And I didn't start that. You know, that my father didn't start that. That, right. That was started through the love of the Most High, right? And through Haile Selassie the First is how we are able to ground ourselves here on this planet, on this earth, and understand that, you know, yeah. Some people say God is invisible, but we think God is tangible, which is man himself, man with himself. So you love God, you have to love the man, right? Because God is in man and God is a part of man, right? So you can't love God and don't love humanity, right? Human being. So when you speak of our legacy, our lineage, our family, that's what we're about, right? The messaging and the music. So it's not so much the buy and sell. Is about our existence and what is it that we but we live in a world of commerce where you for people to, you know, for it's a survival thing, right? So these are some of the methods of survival, you know, whether some people use other tools to survive by. Even a doctor himself has to get a salary, right? He can't just be a doctor for free because just how the world is operated. So that's where the buy and sell part come into play. But the messaging is really the purpose of the family and what is our mainstay in this earth? What are you here for? What's your contribution to humanity? And that's what we represent. Seeing? So praise Jah in the Moonlight. You hear the words.
Yeah.
I
heard it so much. I'll admit it got a little fatiguing. It was everywhere.
I mean, that, you know what? And now you're not hearing it and you want to hear it. So it's just how it is. And that's just, we're programmed to be like that. Imagine it's a chant, right? Praise Jah, praise Jah. Oh, yeah. You can't get fatigued from that. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you really think about it, you want to hear that over and over again to become a part of you. It becomes muscle memory. It becomes your social memory. It becomes your way of life when you wake up praising Jah in the moonlight and in the sunshine. You just praise Jah all the time. Yeah. So it's really a mantra, a chant. So our lineage, our way of life, our principles represent that. And everything that we do is a part of that. That does help to move the day along, whether it's coffee, oh, yeah. Whether it's herb, whether it's sports, it's about life, right? Because sports is another way of life because it's activity. It's how you get your blood pumping. Because when we think about self and life and purpose, everything starts with our soul, right? Which is our blood. So we got to make the blood. Once the blood is flowing good, it's good. And athletes, they represent that. You know, you got to stay moving. You got to keep on moving.
It's one
so that's thing, what that is. I like bringing it together.
Right. When it comes to music and how it can supersede, and that's how where you have a something that music will have a cultural front. And again, that song was worldwide. Everywhere in the world, people heard it. But it's one of those things where how quickly you can go viral and get that, and also just have that cultural facet right there. But then at the same time with timing business, go ahead.
Timing is everything, right? Because yeah. Timing is beautiful, and it was really a great time in the family. We released the One Love biopic of our father. Yeah. That was really an instrument of the family, which led by Ziggy Marley and Stella Marley and the family. So that was another just a reintroductory to this generation, a little peek into the development of the Exodus album and some of the memories of a man that lived in that time and what he was experiencing while creating this album, right? Just the man himself, right? So it's nice that we can tap into that and let this generation get to understand that, you know, Bob at that time was a young man, you know, because remember Bob left us at 36. So but the body of work and some parts of the body of the work, we as the children, now that we're older than Bob. We're older than Bob, and Bob's our little brother now.
Yeah.
So we're able to like share that with everyone, and because it's still current, because One Love will never change. That the oneness can never get old, you know. So just retapping that into society, giving this generation a view of our dad's life through the imagery and some social content, as well as YG Joshua, his name is Joshua, yes. Who made the sun stand still. But YG, which means young gong, because my father's name is Tough Gong.
Right.
Damon Martin is Junior Gong, and we're gongites. So YG is young gong. Yeah, we're gongites. YG is now young gong. And young gong, and remember, his mother is Miss Lauryn Hill, so let's not get crazy.
Oh, no, of course not. But now, you know, I will say that when it comes to One Love, the biopic, I did go see in the theater. I loved it. It did make me explore the catalog of Bob Marley much more than I ever did before, and I'm glad to go and really get the influence for that. But now, what I wanted to ask you was about the culture going back to Miami, the fact that this store now, Gold Flower Cannabis, which is licensing and provides the line order products. You're in it's a real cultural shift there in the city because so many condos, high rises moving up. You have Brickell, you got South Beach. It's getting very bougie, I would say, because you're getting people coming in here that kind of shifting the culture, coming in here, maybe not understanding the culture, not realizing, you know what, there's something else going on west of 95. Okay. Go down Palmetto, go down Dolphin Expressway. Hey, there are some other places. There's other cultures. Obviously, a super melting pot of Miami, which I love.
And that's what I was talking about.
Yes.
That, wow, I really missed that, right? When I sat down on Bird Road right there at, you know, Gold Flower, I really missed that area. And what you realize is even with the Lincoln's Beard, which is like the community spot, when I really went deep into that, you know, they have a flea market there on Saturdays. They have events that are happening there. It's just that it's not that it's not happening. It's just that we're not aware, and no one from the community is speaking about it. Like a person like me, who is from the community, who is a Miamian or a Miami native, that I'm not only just Miami, but Broward, Dade, all of South Florida, right? So I'm moving around. So I'm responsible for speaking up and speaking about, hey man, don't forget about this. Don't forget, because I'm from here. You know what I mean? It's my duty to speak about these places and these areas that are still a part of the Miami culture. You know what I mean? It's not just Miami Beach. There's Homestead, there's Key West, there's, you know, Palm Beach, there's the Naples, there's Tampa. Like even for Goldflower, we're in Tampa. We just opened Orlando. We're down here now in South Florida. We're building our footprint here. So it's nice that we as South Floridians and Floridians in general just go out more, you know, go to Bird Road, go to Goldflower, go to Lincoln's Beard, smoke a spliff, have a good time.
Absolutely. Because I'll tell you, that's one of the things I hope for is that Miami can hold on to that. And also one thing we'll say that I feel like when the Orange Bowl got torn down, some of that culture just went away. Because I'll tell you, I don't know about you, but the old lady there, the old horseshoe in Little Havana, when that got taken away, just felt like, okay, there's a change now. 2008, I'm like, oh man, this feels
heartbreaking. You know what we have to do? You see, because it's really the people that is the culture, not the things. The people are who make the culture. And obviously, it's like when you really think about it, it's like, wow, things has to be upgraded, you know? Like, I wish they would have built the stadium into multi-use instead of just a baseball stadium, you know? That's right. But it needed some upgrade. They could have refurbishing. What do you call that? Renovate. They could have renovated that. But cool. But we're still here, though. You dig? And the Miami Hurricanes, we're still here. Coach Cristobal is doing a great job down the street from us. Right there, go fly. We're still here. The Miami Dolphins are here. The Miami Heat. The Florida Panthers. They just won. So the culture is still here. We've always been that from the 72 Dolphins, Dan Marino, right on through till today. Ronnie Cicely, Doug Sherman. God, yeah. Those guys that built the sports culture here, you know what I mean? The Alonzo Highsmith, where that culture is still here. The high schools, the Killian, the Palmettos, the Southridge, the elementaries, those people are still being brought up through that system. So we're still here. But what needs to happen is you and I and others that have a voice or even a platform, we need to start to speak about that and let people know that. Get back out, get outside, man. Go tap into the places, you know what I mean? Because one thing about social media, it can limit your movements. And I'm the one to speak because I don't move too much. I'm a homebody. but I'm getting down there to Goldflower on Bird Road, and I'm hanging out at Lincoln's Beard right in the local communities. That's what's happening. We love it.
Fantastic. Now, website, by the way, for folks to go in and learn more, goldflowerfl.com, goldflowerfl.com. You'll find the whole line of the Lion Order products. And
also, there's Ricky Williams has his brand there. Ricky Ricky's a part of the movement of the cannabis movement. He's there. So he put his work in here in Miami.
I got the interview a few years ago. He's a class act, and he's great.
Definitely. He's one of the best. You know what I'm saying? He's here. He's part of Gold Flower Movement. So we love that. And we have, Randy Lanier is there. We have Doghouse. We have G-Put. We have a couple of guys that are part of the brand. So it's wonderful. And Ideal Cannabis is some of the dispensaries, the name as well. But it's a great thing. And we're legal. And that's what's important. One of the legal licensee, which is Gold Flower here in Florida, as well as, you can get your Miracle Leaf, you can get a medical dispensary card through them. So that helps to, open up the eyes of, like you said, the bigger heads to really taking this thing off that status, right? Yeah. You need to bring it down to, like, a cigarette or even alcohol. Like, that's the level.
Well, and like you said,
because I'm here burning it.
It's the Rastafari influence, the Jamaican influence of South Florida that meant so important to me, because I would tell you, I remember in the 90s when it comes down to, like, I got to go to a lot of Hurricane games, a lot of reggae music in the car, a lot of reggae music on the radio on top of that, but also it was a lot of dance hall. That was fantastic. I wish we still had more of it, because there's so many artists that I wish could come back and bring that to life.
Dance hall and reggae music and dance, you see, for me, right? When you say reggae music, it's dancehall, and because it's one genre for me. People like to separate it, but for me, because it all starts from the drum and the bass, right? Yeah. It all is drum and bass. So reggae, but the difference between reggae music and dancehall, reggae music is more instrumental, like reggae in terms of what you would call reggae, right? Yeah. Like it's just more instrumental, right? Whether you have more guitar and keyboards and organs, different, while on a dancehall rhythm, you can just go drum and bass, and it's really the voice now becomes an instrument in dancehall. So people should know that in dancehall, that's why a DJ, we call him a DJ. You don't mess it. That's my little, yes. Right now, dancehall are in the place, isn't it? Oh, yeah, vibes Well, Bounty Killer just crush up uptown there in New York City. Budja Banton is over there. Beanie Man is over there. You have Sham, Baby Sham is wrapping things up right now. Him and my brothers are on the road doing their thing. So dancehall is really happening. Elephant Man is rocking it. You know what I mean? Wayne Wonder.
Oh my God! Wait, I got to meet him. God, that guy was something else, man. What another character right there in itself, man. No, but
by the way, don't forget Honorable, because he's a South Floridian.
Yeah,
the great Honorable. You know, you must know him.
I've heard.
I'm doing something next week. And then we got this little program where we talk a little bit about similar to what we're doing. But don't forget that. So the key, man, is about South Florida, right?
Yes.
And start to talk about the happenings here, you know? And having Gold Flower as our dispensary, our home, where you can find Lion Order as well as other beautiful brands, it's where you go get the finest herb. And that Gold Flower is where you get your herb, then you get a chance to really see Miami.
Exactly.
You get a chance to love Miami more, you know. Go to the beach. Smoke a spliff, go to the beach, you know.
No doubt. So Gold Flower Cannabis is 7104 Bird Road. So if you're looking out on the map, it's east of Tropical Park, east of the 826. Right off the 826, you want to get there.
Right there. Like a not even a football field away.
Right. And the shop's great. There's so much there to go and look at. Red Lion, you want to get into all and learn more about it. Again, website is goldflowerfl.com. Rohan Mart, thank you for being on with me. God, this is a pleasure. And, you know.
Rastafari. And thank you, man, because sometimes when I get comfortable, I just start talking like, you know, just talk.
That's okay,
talk.
Man.
Well, it's good to talk.
Hey, stay blessed. Job blessed. Thank you so much. And thank you for giving me your presence. Really appreciate it.
I, yeah. It's my still love.